Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Now, you are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour makes you laugh or gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. My guest on today's show is author and intuitive Stacy B. I met her by chance, except of course nothing is really by chance. And I loved her high energy, funny as all get out, tell it like it is approach to life. Stacy will be taking calls for readings on today's show, so now's the time to call in. 800-930-2819 with your question for her. And okay, I may play along a little bit too. Let Stacy infuse some light and love and laughter into whatever's on your mind. Before I bring Stacy on the air, I want to ask you to visit fogcitypsychic.com. You can explore my little patch of the internet. That's a good place to go if you want to book a private session with me, explore one of the classes I offer, connect with some free guided meditations, or sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter. Fogcitypsychic.com is the place to do it. And every month, and we're getting to that time again, every month I host the Out of the Fog Salon. That is an online gallery reading where everybody gets a reading and we all have a blast in the process. I was being interviewed by somebody who asked me why I did the Out of the Fog Salon. And honestly, the answer is, besides, you know, saving humanity and it's spiritually whatever, it's because I love it. It is so much fun. It's a group call. And you not only get a reading from me, but you get to listen to the guidance that comes through for other people. And in my experience, when we listen with intention to somebody else's reading, that can result in you getting some additional messages for yourself. So I'd love to have you join us if you're so inclined. I'll be there and I'll be having fun. Details about the online gallery reading are at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Stacy B's journey has called her to be an author, teacher, intuitive reader, and performer. She infuses light, love, and laughter into everything she does, fulfilling her mission to support others to know who they are by learning who they're not. Her latest book, Out Your Ego, which is published by Transformation Publishing, will be available at the end of the month. Yay! And you can pre-order a copy at www.transformation-publishing.com. Stacy's also available for intuitive readings in person and via the phone. And you can find out more about Stacy and her work at stacyb.com. That's S-T-A-C-I-B.com. Stacy, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're very welcome. See, I like to bring the good people on the show. The funny people, right? The smart people. I want them on the show, so that's why you're here. Now, don't blow it, okay? Don't.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Okay.
It's a lot of pressure. I don't know that I can handle it. We'll give it a go.
Now, you've had a very interesting path to this place in your spiritual journey. What has that path looked like?
Oh, you know, it's one of those things where you say, you know, had that been in the brochure, I probably wouldn't have taken the trip.
Yes. I understand.
I didn't read that in the fine print. Where did that come from? It's really been 25 years. I walked into my first metaphysical bookstore back in 1987 with a person I was working for who turned out to be an alcoholic but also a member of the Unity in West Palm Beach where I was living. And she took me to my first Unity service, took me into my first metaphysical bookstore, and I picked up a copy of James Allen's As a Man Thinketh and bought my first crystal. Having been raised Catholic, I had no idea what any of that was. And that's what started everything. And it's been a roller coaster. That's why I joke, you know, keep your hands and feet inside the ride, folks, because you just don't know what's going to happen. But it's been an amazing journey that has included 15 years living in New York City, working in advertising, leaving that job, which was a six-figure salary in an apartment in Gramercy Park, to finish my first novel because I had an agent, which I see now was the safety net that I needed in order to walk away from something I didn't really like. But walking away because I didn't like it wasn't a good enough reason for me at that time. So having, you know, working on a novel and having an agent who is filling my mind with all kinds of glorious potential and possibilities allowed me to feel comfortable enough to walk away, which I did. And then that decision, that okay, again, not in the brochure. Where was that? And I ended up in Florida. I've joked that God didn't get the memo because I swore to God I would never live in Florida again after I left West Palm Beach. But circumstances and free will combined to make it my 10-year anniversary here on Cinco de Mayo last weekend. So, and interestingly enough, I'm contemplating whether or not I want to stay here. So it's all about change. It's all about change because we carry layers of who we are not on us. And that's what keeps us from hearing the whispers of who we really are, whether you want to call it God or Jesus or our essence or the universe. You can use whatever language you're comfortable with. But change is the way that those get stripped off.
Do you feel like you know who you are?
I feel like I'm on my way. I feel like if you really know who you are completely, then you're pretty much done. And there is no there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our society and our culture use the dangling carrot to keep us believing that there's a there. Mm-hmm. And there isn't. I've said it for years. There is no there. There's just the next step. Mm-hmm. And I find that very useful when I find myself in times of change because I'm human and I can slip back into looking for the answer. What's the answer? I want to find the answer because I'm so sorry. I don't know if you can hear the dogs, but they're going a little ballistic right now.
It's your happy. Energy. It's your powerful, intuitive energy. It charms the animal kingdom.
Exactly. There is no answer, and I think as human beings, we fall into that. You know, with the way we're educated is about knowing the answers and regurgitating them back onto a test paper. It's about, if you're raised in a traditional religious dogma, it's about memorization and regurgitation, again, the answer for when you're called upon. And so we're conditioned to look for the answer, and I think that's an enormous misnomer. Because the answer that might work for you in this moment is probably not going to work for you in 6 months if you're on a conscious path, because you're not going to be the same person.
Well, and a lot of people get to a place where they're looking at that answer and they've tried really hard to believe in the answer. And when they really sit with it and allow themselves to be aware, they understand that that answer doesn't have, you know what I mean? It's like a piece of paper with something written on it. It's one dimensional. It doesn't have durability. There is no there. That answer is not like strong enough, not chewy enough, not enough, and right. We need more.
We do, and we'll always want more, especially if you're consciously on a journey. If you're the kind of person who is really, you know, I may not like my job very much, but it's okay, and it pays the bills, and I'm not unhappy, mm-hmm. then you might not feel it as intensely as someone like me does. But my life is my journey. And so I'm constantly striving for ways to have deeper insights and more connection and better understanding.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's part of why we're not supposed to know every last detail in advance, why we're not supposed to know exactly what's going to happen and when it's going to happen, because otherwise we miss the journey.
We do. And I'm not saying that I still don't slip into I want to know now, because I just got some news on Monday. I was working part-time at this little metaphysical shop in Dunedin, Florida, down here, and the owner called me on Monday and said, financially, we just can't keep you right now. And so I've been in the middle of looking for a place to live and all this other stuff, and then that happens. And I don't know whether or not you're familiar with Mike Dooley and the messages from the universe, but they always seem to arrive on time for me. And it was so interesting because the message that I read that morning after I got that phone call was, when you begin to really align with your dreams, that's when apparent catastrophe happens, Stacey. That's when the chaos and the changes and everything seem like they're going to point you in the direction, the opposite direction of where you thought you were headed. And that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a sign. And there's a beautiful theory by a woman named Emily Cady, who was a unity practitioner in the early 20th century. And she coined the term chemicalization. And her definition was that chemicalization is the chaos that occurs when you introduce truth to long-held error thinking.
Wow.
So when you really begin to do some powerful work around prosperity, your car is going to break down, or your washing machine is going to flood, or something's going to happen, because as the energy changes, it will change the things around you. It will change the experiences around you. And fortunately for me, I've been down this road before. So it's not, the first time it happened, oh my God, you want to run screaming for the hills because you don't understand what's happening. I thought I was doing all the right things. I have my list of affirmations, and I'm reading this particular book, and I'm meditating, and I'm doing all these things. What in God's green earth is going on? My whole world is flipped upside down.
Now you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Stacey B. We're going to continue to talk about what to do when you're making change and negative things occur, and we'll be right back after this.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City. SolveUrbanRace.com.
Take a notion to jump into the ocean. Take nobody's business if I do.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. That was me playing the piano. Did you know that I could? Okay, no, it wasn't. It was That's the Immortal Fats Waller, one of my favorite songs ever. Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and my guest is author, intuitive, lover of life, Stacy B. Stacy, welcome back.
Thank you.
You didn't know I could play like that, did you? I mean, you were surprised,
right? I did not.
Right?
You are just so multi-talented. I had no idea.
I'm amazing the things I can do in my imagination. We were talking before the break about how just when you're ready for change, sometimes you can feel like the universe spits on you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And you are getting change. That's the kind of change that's required in order for you to have the kind of change you want. But it is, like I said, I love that whole chemicalization theory or definition, whatever you'd like to call it, that Emily Cady coined, because it just is so comforting when you're going through something like that.
And I often say, and you've probably heard me say it on this show, that when we're ready to change old patterns, when we're ready to drop the things that no longer serve us, the universe gives us lots of chances to define what we want. And so if I'm getting ready to address my old pattern of whatever it is, I'm going to have 1,000 things come up that call me back to that old pattern.
Absolutely.
And it's not because
Absolutely.
There's some kind of mean teasing thing going on. It's because it allows me to say, no, I do not choose this old pattern. I choose this new pattern.
Absolutely. You call it a pattern. I've been calling it a story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing, though. It's the same definition. It's just a different word to describe it. And that is so true. because you have an opportunity. You can't know that you're anchored in your new story until you have the experiences and opportunities that allow you to let go of the old story. And it's funny, I just posted something on my Facebook page a couple of days ago about that, that when you've made the commitment to anchor yourself in a new story, you're going to have plenty of opportunities to view the old one.
Yeah.
So that you can deem it as old and allow yourself to walk away from it. I mean, sometimes it can be really rough. It feels like you got a bungee cord tied around your stomach. And every time you take two steps forward, something poings you back into the old crap, so to speak. You know, and Rumi, who was a Sufi poet in the 13th century, even wrote a quatrain, and I don't remember the exact words, but, you know, why is it that one minute I'm smelling the bloom of the rose and the next I've been dumped back in the crap?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the truth. That's just how life works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's awareness that makes the difference in how you move through it, how you treat others around you while you're moving through it, how you treat yourself while you're moving through it.
Wow. And because our life is a journey, just because you are someone who, let's say, is on the radio talking to people about spiritual teachings, doesn't mean that you don't have your own journey and your own increasing levels of awareness and your own opportunities to step back into your own mess that you made.
Absolutely. And I think that's been one of my, you know, two things that I think are important around that. And I was sharing this with someone. I was doing a radio show earlier today, and I shared this with my guest who was an astrologer, actually. And I said, you know, I've played for a couple of years now in the world of psychics and readings and those kinds of things. And what I've discovered is that they're not everybody, and present company certainly excluded, but it does seem to me that there are a good amount of people who wear that label, who have become aware of some type of intuitive gift that they have, but who aren't doing their own work. And that makes it really a lot less powerful, in my opinion, in terms of what you're really able to do. And the other thing is, and this is something that's kind of been one of my little pet peeves, for lack of a better word, for a long time, is that there's so many people out there that position themselves as gurus. Mm-hmm. And write books and conduct workshops and do all these kinds of things. But they're the ones that lead you to believe that there's a there. You know, instead of sharing their own journeys, which would be so powerful. Now, you know, Wayne Dyer has started doing that. And I think that's a really beautiful thing, you know, mm-hmm. but it took cancer for him to really start coming out and talking about his story and his journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are plenty of others, and I think they do us such a huge disservice because with the people I've worked with, I've heard, you know, what am I doing wrong? I've read this book, I've done the exercises, I've gone to the workshop, I've listened to the CD, I've done the meditation, blah, 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 and I'm still not there. And I think the implication with a lot of people who are positioned by their publishers or their agents or whatever as master teachers or gurus is that they're positioned as having the answer. And as mm-hmm. we discussed before the break, good luck with that. There's no such thing.
What do you say to the person, though, who does say, look, I bought the book and I did the exercise and I'm still not, it's not happening for me. What should that person do?
I think what that person should do is, first of all, do a review of where he or she stood prior to embarking on this particular leg of the journey, because inevitably you will find incredible growth.
Yeah.
It just isn't what you think it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, and you and I have talked about this too, you know, if you're smart, God help you. Because intelligence can be one of the biggest impediments on the spiritual journey. Because when you are used to using your intellect and your intelligence as your primary survival mechanism, it can be very challenging to let go of that and go into your belly.
Yeah.
Or your heart, wherever it is you feel that connection. Mm-hmm. And so when people say that to me, the first thing I say is, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to release some of the reward-punishment paradigm in which you were raised. Because that's a huge part of it. okay? If you were raised in Christianity, and I'm not as familiar with Judaism, that's the one religion I've not really studied as much as I have others. But even in the Quran and stuff, there's that reward-punishment paradigm. If you do X, then Y.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the Ten Commandments, you go to heaven. If you break the Ten Commandments, then you go to hell.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how we parent children as a whole in this culture. That's how we educate children in this culture. It's through the reward-punishment paradigm. So when you slip into that in your spiritual journey, to me, you're just being given an opportunity to release another layer of that. Because that's not who you really are. It's who you've come to believe you are based on the fact that everybody around you seems to have drunk the Kool-Aid, but it's got nothing to do with who you really are. And so the first thing I say is, here's a chance. Do you want to believe that there is reward and punishment, or do you want to just believe things are what they are and nothing means anything until you say it means something? Because to me, that's really the truth. It doesn't mean anything until you say it does.
Is there a danger with that, though, that you might get so into what I don't even know how to phrase this. How do we bring other people into this so that it isn't just I do what I think is best for me and not care about anybody else? Because that's a piece of it, too.
It is. And for me, and it's interesting because I had this experience with this shopkeeper letting me go. And my ego wanted to get in there. I'm a human, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized, you have to realize that everybody's doing the best that they can at any given moment. Because if they could do better, they would.
Yep.
And that's the first part of it. The second part of it about including the people in your life and in your surroundings, in your choices, is you first must do what you feel is for your highest good. And the truth is, if you do what is for your highest good, it cannot help but to be for the highest good of everybody else.
Oh, I love
that. I will call her Susan, the person who called me on Monday to let me go. Susan did the best she could.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next time she's faced with this situation, she might do it a little differently. It may be the same choice, but how it manifests, how it gets communicated, might be different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about having compassion. It's about having understanding. But the truth of the matter is that nobody can make you feel anything. We choose our feelings. So I could choose to be upset about the fact that she's let me go. And I'm not saying I haven't had some anger that I had to work through. But the interesting thing is, and this is also a very important point, is that 9 times out of 10, whatever you think you're feeling caused by the experience that you're experiencing now has very little to do with that. And a lot more to do with stuff that's happened in your past that you buried the emotions of because you weren't in a place to deal with it at the time.
Oh, all right. Okay, I know what we're talking about after the break.
Okay.
You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Stacey B. Her new book, Out Your Ego, is published by Transformation Publishing. That will be available at the end of May. Get details about Stacey, her books, her work, how great she is at StaceyB.com. We'll be right back after this.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee.
With the coffee machine, which we now have here.
Give a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk
Radio. Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Stacey B. from StaceyB.com, StaceyB.com. We're talking about her life, her work, her journey. And one of the things I haven't mentioned yet about Stacey is that she is a radio show host. Her show is called Light, Love, and Laughter. And Stacey, how can people find that and get more of you?
It is, well, there are links on my website at StaceyB.com, and the show is broadcast on a station called GSH Radio, and it was really serendipity how I met the guys who founded the station. Their mission is to build bridges among all of the facets of the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, and allied communities. So it is a little bit of, the station has a little bit of everything, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for me and for people who want to participate in that mission, because there's so many facets of communities within our culture, and to be able to build bridges that connect them is definitely something I'm on board with. So it's gshradio.com.
And especially in a time like now where It's interesting in the day when President Obama gives the interview saying that he is approves of gay marriage, and North Carolina, you know, votes that constitutional amendment against gay marriage, when people are so often defined by the choices that they make, the lifestyle choices that they make, or the partners they choose to love, or the views they choose to express. It's really important to have safe places for connection. And for people, especially I think in the gay community, who may feel that that religion, that spirituality, that they can't have any part of that because they're punished, it's really important to have a show like yours.
Well, it is, because, you know, I've studied all different kinds of things on my path, because I'm a learner-aholic, for lack of a better word, and I love investigating and exploring things. And so this month I'm actually doing a theme, which I've not ever done before, but where every week I'm presenting new tools that are available to you for your spiritual toolkit, because sometimes a wrench isn't going to work. You need pliers. You know, sometimes a ball hammer's not going to work. You need a sledgehammer. And all of us, as we travel on our journeys, encounter down trees, potholes, speed bumps. We all go through them. And I think one of the most frustrating things that knocks a lot of people off of the path for a while is going to the only tool that they have in their toolkit and it not working.
Yeah.
Because you may be traveling for a while and you've gone on for 10 years and the Bible has been your anchor, you know, or A Course in Miracles has been your anchor, or astrology or whatever. And then one day it just doesn't have the same impact. And it doesn't work the same way on this particular situation that you're now encountering. And so I personally feel it's extraordinarily important to have as many tools in your toolkit as you possibly can. And so we covered EFT and hypnotherapy and neurolinguistics last week, because how you talk to yourself and what you say to yourself is extraordinarily important. This week we covered astrology, which really can offer you a template and a blueprint. You know, I mean, astrology's been around for 3,000 years before BC. You know, the ancient Egyptians had hieroglyphs that indicated that they were using the planets to help understand the meaning of life. And then next week, we're going to be talking to a woman named Maggie Whitehouse, who teaches spiritual Kabbalah. And it's just, she's an amazing teacher. And then we're doing some stuff with angel communication and Reiki on the 23rd, and then numerology and tarot will round out the month on the 30th.
Wow. That's a great lineup. And I like, what I like about your show is that you take all these things seriously, and yet there is a lightness, there's an openness, there's a generosity about the way you approach everything that you talk about on the show. Because you've talked about religion and all, right, you know, and heavy stuff too.
Oh, most definitely. And I have no problem telling on myself. That's how I keep my ego in check for the most part. I have no problem spilling my secrets, you know. And if me sharing my experience and my experience of having shame or some other negative emotion around something supports somebody who may be experiencing that in that moment, to let them know that this is a moment.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's a moment in time. And you will move past this. You might have some work to do in order to do that, but you'll move past it. You know, I think I shared on the air a few weeks ago that I got asked a couple years ago to do this Italian festival in a place called Ybor City here in Tampa, and I readily agreed, and because it didn't dawn on me how connected it was to the Catholic Church. Because honestly, I probably would not have done it. Because I would have felt that I had no place there, that there wouldn't have been anybody interested in having a conversation with me. And almost ended up leaving and was convinced by somebody else to stay. And at one point, I heard music and there was a parade. And the next thing you know, the bishop is riding by in full bishop garb with the hat and everything in this little golf cart. And the first thought I had when I saw him is that I just wanted to rip him out of the golf cart and stomp on him. And I thought, wow. I thought I dealt with my Catholic issues. Evidently, we're not complete there, you know? And it was a beautiful experience because my friend said, well, don't worry, you'll get more foot traffic in here once they bring the statue in. And I was under a gazebo, and I was like, statue? Oh, my God, what are you talking about? And sure enough, within 10 minutes, here come these six choir boy looking freshly scrubbed young men carrying this statue on a platform of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought the statue in, and I'm like, oh, my God, the roof is going to cave in on all of us. I really probably should leave. And then this little girl ran in, you know, looking almost like she had done her first Holy Communion that day. Uh-huh. A little white dress and the white tights and the white patent leather Mary Janes. And in that moment, I got it. I was still angry with myself for having drunk the Kool-Aid. And in that moment, I was able to forgive myself, which always leads you to understanding there's nothing ever to forgive, which is an interesting paradox. Uh-huh. And the next thing you know, I have some guy wanting a reading from me, and he's holding a piece of palm.
Uh-huh.
It was Palm Sunday. And he shared with me how he went to his first drum circle in December, and it changed his life. And even though he still goes to church and he still believes in Catholicism, he was expanding beyond those limits.
Uh-huh.
And it was a beautiful experience. But that's what happens when you own your stuff. When it's,
yeah.
I mean, because I could have made the choice to have gotten lost in that anger and gone back to memories of the past that doesn't exist anymore and been upset about things that happened 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Or made the choice that I made that was like, that's interesting. And just
well, and
being open to be shown.
And if you had made that choice, what you really would have been would have done would be limit your ability to see the resonance that that spiritual tradition has for the people who are there, who are practicing it. And
right.
See, and that's where that's a big part of ego, right? Where you can
absolutely.
Only see your own stuff.
Right.
And if you had made that limiting choice and gotten mad and assaulted the bishop, which, and then we'd be doing the interview from jail. But if you'd made that limiting choice, you never would have seen the gift that that tradition is bringing to the people who are practicing, you know, and
because,
that I think is true of any tradition.
Absolutely. And because there is light and dark in everything. And religion has a tendency to use fear to manipulate people into membership. But if you look at the principles and the tenets of Catholicism, as opposed to the religious aspects of it, those are two different things.
Right.
They're two totally different things. And it was beautiful for me to be able to see that and for me to be able to experience that. And I honestly in this moment can say I feel no anger or resentment or anything toward the church as a whole. Are there things I don't agree with? Absolutely. Are there things that have happened, especially around sexual abuse, that I feel could be dealt with in a different way that might require a little bit more chutzpah, to use a Yiddish word? Absolutely. But I don't carry that with me anymore. And ultimately, I'm the only one affected by it anyway.
Wow. And I think that we use fear as we're moving forward on our journey. We also use fear to keep ourselves in line. We use that negative self-talk to keep ourselves kind of towing the party line, which is interesting because we're the people who set it up in the first place. But we use that to keep ourselves in that limited space.
Absolutely, we do. And we were conditioned to do that. Again, because, I mean, this is, I call it P.O. And I know they're not using A.D. anymore. I forget what it is they're using.
Mm-hmm. C.E.
Okay. But there will be a P.O. for pre-Oprah. the things that were not discussed before that, when you can think whatever you want about Oprah, whatever, that's irrelevant. You cannot deny the impact that her show has had on our culture. You know, things were not discussed before Oprah. Phil Donahue started to dabble a little bit around things, but Oprah was like full frontal assault on incest and childhood sexual abuse and sex in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, transgender issues. I mean, there's so many things that got brought into the national. I mean, she interviewed Eckhart Tolle, for God's sake.
That's right. Well, and she's expanded certainly the reading lists of a
absolutely.
Lot of people.
Absolutely.
Now, you're listening
and
to Out of the Fog.
For a long time.
My guest is Stacey B. from StaceyB.com, and we'll be right back after this. We'll be right back.
out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Stacey B. She's an author, an intuitive. Her new book, Out Your Ego, will be available at the end of the month. You can find out where you can hear her on the radio. You can find out about her writing. You can book a session with her at StaceyB.com. Stacey, welcome back.
Thank you.
One of the things that you have said is you can't ever do anything wrong. Is so do you mean everyone but me or
No, that's another, you know, that's part of the reward punishment paradigm. That whole thing of, you know, you do it right or you do it wrong, and again, it's labeling it. It doesn't mean anything until you say it means something. You know, and I have a funny quick story that I'll share about that really depicts that. I had gotten out of ended a relationship. I was being cheated on, and I was told by a friend of my ex that there was a Burger King where the hookups used to happen, so near my house. So every time I drove by this Burger King, for the first 3 or 4 weeks, I would just come a puddle. It was a mess. And eventually, I started making sure I didn't drive past the Burger King. And then I thought, well, that's just ridiculous. You know, it's just a pile of concrete and steel. It doesn't mean anything, Stacey, until you say it means something. So the first day I drove past it and got home and realized that I had driven past without even realizing I had, I mean, that was definitely crack open a bottle of champagne, Snoopy dance time. So a few weeks later, I'm driving out with my friend, and we're about 5 miles from my house, and she goes, oh, look, there's that Burger King I told you about. It wasn't even the Burger King I was driving by all the time. Right?
Wow.
That's a beautiful example of how we assign meaning to things that has nothing to do with the truth.
Wow.
And it's our perception and our filters that keep us believing what it is our ego or the part of us that wants to keep us separate from who created us, separate. So that we don't see the truth.
But we can do wrong. We do wrong. We take lives. We engage in war.
I don't see it as right or wrong. I see it as a choice. Mm-hmm. A choice that comes with consequences. A choice that comes with an energy that you now have to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because one of my really good friends is ex-Navy, and I don't even discuss that stuff with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't watch the news. Because they do 27 minutes of, let me waterboard you with this negativity, because that's mm-hmm. really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 seconds of a happy, bouncy, rainbow, and unicorn story at the very last part of the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm the one who says all the time, life's not all rainbows and unicorns. You know, there's reality to deal with. There are feelings and emotions and energy and things like that. But I want to be able to choose that. And my one friend said the other night, well, you know, it's what's going on in the world. We need to know about it. And in my head, I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because the universe will make sure I know what I need to know. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Well, and what we put our attention on grows.
Absolutely.
We put our attention on multiplies. And what we have is a pattern, especially in the U.S. here, where we go and turn on our TV and wait to be fed our fear for the day.
Yeah.
Our fear or our negativity, the hate, the whatever it is, somebody's corrupt and somebody else is doing this and someone else is doing that and here's the bombings and here's... And we have a choice about what to do with it. We can choose to turn it off. We can choose to take it and then go and align our intentions with people who want to stop those things from happening, right? But it's all about what you do with the information. A lot of times people, and especially people who are feeling spiritually vulnerable, energetically vulnerable, will experience that, and that becomes their reality. All there is a world of fear. All there is a bombardment of negative things happening. And that's a lot of times when they reach out and they're looking for help, and they can't find help.
But the issue that I think is so interesting in that kind of a situation is that they are now, they now think they're comfortable within that energy. Mm-hmm. And the truth is they're not comfortable. It's just familiar. And getting people to draw that distinction between that which is truly comfortable and that which is familiar can take some doing sometimes. Because, you know, it's the story of, the, you know, the person who walks around in ill-fitting shoes. Mm-hmm. And, well, they're comfortable now, even though their heels are bleeding. Well, it's not comfortable. It's just familiar. Huge difference between those two things.
You can get used to anything.
You can get used to anything. I call it getting absorbed into normal. Because that's what it is. And I got that one day years and years ago. I was still living in New York City, and I was flying back to Pittsburgh to visit family. And there was a guy in front of me on the jetway, you know, going onto the plane. And he was a big guy, maybe 6'2", 6'3", and he had a big carry-on bag strapped across him. He had it, was wearing it kind of like a, you know, a satchel or a purse or whatever. And he had a big, giant mole on the back of his neck, and the strap was cutting right through it. And I thought, my God, doesn't that hurt? And as soon as I asked that question, it came to me, that's normal for him.
Wow.
He doesn't even feel it.
That's right. Stacey, thank you so much for being on the show today. We're out of time.
You're so welcome.
We could have gone another 15 hours, and I appreciate
it. At least.
Thank you.
We'll do it again.
Oh, yes, please. thank you so much. That is Stacey B. from StaceyB.com. Listen to her on the radio. Buy her books. Do what she says. She's very smart and charming. Please also go to FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything. You can join me Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio when my guest will be Robin Richardson. She is your psychic girlfriend, and she'll be taking your calls, and I'm going to play along with her too. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, Robin Marvel will be my guest. We'll be talking about how you can break negative cycles and own your own power. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.